This is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about debt, and I'm going to be talking about four principles for a Christian business relative to debt. The first one comes out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 7, and that's this: the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Let me just repeat it because it's a short verse. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Well, what's the principle there? Just exactly what it says. When you go into debt, whether it's a business or an individual, you assume an obligation, and the lender then has some authority over you. You have become, in a sense, a servant to whoever is lending you the money. Now, it doesn't take much thought to understand that Christians aren't to be servants to anyone other than the Lord. So that brings us to the first principle, a broad and general principle, but one nonetheless, and that is we should avoid debt, whether that's personal debt or business debt. Now, I understand that there's many circumstances, many businesses in which debt is almost a necessity. You know, I'm thinking about capital-intensive businesses that require the accumulation and investment of capital in order to get started. You know, like I would think a hotel, you know, things like that where it's the cost of getting into the business is just beyond the reach of the everyday individual. And yet, we don't want any businesses or industries to be kept outside of the purview of Christian influence. I believe the Lord wants to spread salt and light, His people, His business people, into every industry and every business. So where does that lead to? It's this. I believe that there are qualities of, let's say, not necessarily debt, but when we need other people's money, there are different qualities and characteristics of ways that we can acquire that. Not all debt is the same. We can look at debt, or let's broaden that a bit and say the acquisition of other people's money through a lens that says there are some ways and some characteristics that make it a more dangerous or a less dangerous way of acquiring other people's money. Let me share with you what I'm talking about here. I believe there are four qualities that as a Christian we should be looking at when we seek to acquire other people's money for our business. Number one, the relative amount. Now, it's one thing to owe $1,000, and it's another to owe $1,000,000. However, if you're a sole proprietor, the $1,000,000 debt might be staggering, but if you're a Fortune 500 company, it might not even be noticeable. So the question is not the total of the debt, but the relative amount, relative to the size and the cash flow of your business. And again, business, a debt that requires a big investment of your cash flow is far more dangerous than a debt that requires a very small percentage of your cash flow. So number one, there's the relative amount of the debt. Second issue is the purpose of the debt. And again, it's one thing to borrow money to acquire a new piece of production equipment, and it's quite another to do it so that you can redecorate the corner office. You know, a long-term lease on a production facility is one form of debt. A credit card bill for entertainment expenses is quite another. So there are qualities of debt relative to the purpose of it. That's number two. Number three, the means and type of repayment. So, for example, if you need other people's money, perhaps you can arrange a limited partnership where the partners bring in the cash, but they are limited and they have no say about the running of the business. And typically in those kinds of arrangements, you don't have any responsibility for repayment because the investors take the risk when they come into it. So in that sense, you're getting other people's money without acquiring a debt. So there's so this there are lots of ways to do that. We're not going to get into all that in this podcast, but suffice it to say, there are lots of creative ways to acquire other people's money without necessarily obligating yourself to repayment. And that's another characteristic. That's characteristic number three that we look at when we make the statement that not all debt is the same. And then number four, which I think is, again, very important, is the quality and type of lender. It's one thing to borrow money from your family and friends. It's quite another to get it from the bank across town. It's one thing to have a vendor finance your purchase of a piece of equipment, and quite another to acquire the funds from the loan shark downtown. So you see, for a Christian business person, all debt is not the same, is not of equal intensity. That's point number two, principle number two. Principle number three, often debt is used as an easy way to maintain the status quo. Now, here's what I'm talking about here is cash flow. Let's say that, and I think maybe the best way to illustrate this is just to give you my story. When the terrorist attack of 2011 hit, my business, like many others, just took a terrible hit in terms of the revenue. Nobody wanted to. My business was speaking and training, and no one wanted to travel. I had whole conventions canceled. I mean, not just my speaking engagement, the whole convention canceled. I had every speaking engagement I had canceled. It got to be to the point where we didn't want to answer the phone because it was somebody canceling something. And in the matter of a week or so, my business revenues basically dried up. I mean, they went down to almost nothing. And I finally got to the point, as you remember, September 11th, I finally got to the point, the 1st of November, where I said to my staff, guys, November 15th is the last paycheck I can make. We have no revenue, and I just can't make the paycheck. So now I could have borrowed money. I had a line of credit, which I never used. I could have tapped into that line of credit. I could have borrowed money. I could have paid everybody and kept the thing going for a while. See, debt in that sense would have been an easy way to maintain the status quo. What we did instead was this. I didn't want to borrow money, so I just sat down with my staff and said, what can we do? I mean, we have to come up with some way to bring income into this business in the next 15 to 20 days. What can we do? And at this time, there were no such thing as webinars, but there was a media called a phone seminar. And phone seminars were still pretty rare at this point in time, and they sold anywhere from $200 to $300 a piece. And we just came up with the idea of doing a monthly telephone seminar for salespeople. Because, people still needed training, they still needed motivation, they still needed encouragement, they just didn't want to travel for it. So we created something that eventually we called TGIF&K. Thank goodness it's Friday and Kale. And we set up a system whereby we would promote a seminar, a phone seminar, that occurred from noon to 12, and then again from 3 to 4 for the West Coast people, and charged $99 a piece for them. You had to register online. You went to an online site and downloaded the handouts and printed them and handed them out to your salespeople. And at the appointed time, you called in a number, and there was Dave speaking to your group over a speakerphone while they brown bagged lunch to do some aspect of sales training. And TGIF&K, the first month we came out with it, in December, we had over 700 salespeople around the country attend. We got enough money income to pay our bills, and we were off and running. Over the next 10 years, by the way, just as an aside, so I did once a month TGIF&K seminars for the next 8 years, And that's those phone seminars led to live seminars, which really was the bulk of the business for the next 10 years. I did seminars all over the country. That would not have happened. That business would not have come. The bulk of our business would never have happened if I had chosen the easy way out, and that was to borrow money to maintain the status quo. So, principle number three, don't use debt as an easy way to remain in the status quo. Here's principle number four. Debt should be the last choice. The last choice. Doesn't mean you can't. Just means, man, it's fraught with all kinds of danger. It ought to be the last choice. So let me give you another example again from my personal experience. Back in the when I just began my practice, I decided I was going to be the guru for sales for the wholesale distribution industry. I looked around, didn't see anybody claiming the title, so I'm going to claim the title. And of course, that meant I had to write a book. So I wrote a book. It's called How to Excel at Distributor Sales. Now it was time to publish it. And of course, publishing in those days wasn't nearly as easy as it is today, where anybody can publish on Amazon or CreateSpace or any of those publishing formats. It was a much more involved process, and you needed to invest quite a bit of money. So I formed a limited partnership and sold shares to five of my customers. The five of the customers jointly financed the book. Now, the reason I did that is because I did not want to borrow money and be personally liable to pay it back. Each of these customers understood that if it didn't work, they weren't going to get paid back. If they did, they got paid back generously. And as it turned out, they each doubled their money. I mean, that was the deal. When you double your money, the partnership folds and you're out. And they did. And I published the book without any of my own funds. I was able to bless my customers. They doubled their money over about a 3-year period of time. So I had the value of having them, my customers, support this content that I created. That was a very affirming thing for me. Let me know that, you know, my customers think this is of value. They're willing to put their money in it. So maybe it will be a thing of value. And as it turned out, you know, again, I did it in a way that did not provide any personal debt, that blessed my customers. And as an aside, that book, we still sell that book in the second or third edition, and it has become the best-selling book of all time to that niche of wholesale distributors. So, principle number four, debt should be the last resort. Be creative. If you need other people's money, be creative in ways that you go about acquiring it. That's four principles for debt, dealing with debt in a Christian business. By the way, we're going to be introducing an ebook called Comprehensive Approach to Debt for a Christian Business. It'll be a free ebook. Just watch if you're getting my Easing Building Biblical Businesses. We'll have it advertised in there when it's ready. So if you're not, by the way, if you don't get the e-zine, you probably should sign up for it. Go to davekale.com and check out, click any of the boxes there that you'll find a place where it says subscribe to the e-zine. And get yourself subscribed so that you can get a copy of the Comprehensive Approach to Debt for a Christian Business. That's it. Bye-bye.